At New Pod City, we are your neighbors. You know us, and we know you.
We're living in a golden age right now. I mean, anybody can just open up a laptop, jack in a mic, just start talking, and before they even realize what's happening, they have a worldwide listening audience.
New Pod City is where you go for all things podcast related.
Don't think you have to sound like anybody else. Don't let people try and shave off everything original about you. Hey, I talk fast, I have a New York accent, but you know what? That'll appeal to somebody.
New Pod City, there's a new breed of podcaster.
Happy Thursday, podcast. Yeah, this is Frank Sasso from New Pod City coming at you with the New Breed Podcast, the podcast that is designed to help you make a good show into a great one. I'm podcasting in my car today in the rain because I love you so much that I had this topic in mind and I said, you know what, I'm going to pull over and I'm going to record this so that I don't forget it. In this episode, I'm going to be sharing some tactics to attract great guests to your show, even if you haven't published your first episode. Interview-style podcasts, they're very popular these days for a number of reasons. Number one, the give and take of an interview, it kind of makes for really interesting listening. I mean, of course, this is really dependent on who the interviewer is and who the interviewee is, but it can be more dynamic, my opinion, than just listening to one person read from a script or talk off the top of their head. Also, it takes a lot of pressure off of you, the podcast host. If you're asking open-ended questions, your guests will be doing most of the speaking. What do I mean by an open-ended question? Something like, so, tell me, how did you get started in banking? I don't know how interesting that podcast would be, but hey, if you're into banking and finance, then it would be very interesting. As opposed to, do you like banking? Never ask yes or no questions. Ever, ever, ever. Always ask open-ended questions where it's going to force your guest to elaborate. Another reason, you can learn a lot. Let me tell you, man, experts can charge hundreds of dollars an hour for consulting, but they're sharing all their best content with you for free. How cool is that? And lastly, you can extend your reach. Most guests, most people who are interviewed, they're going to share your podcast with their audience because it helps build their own authority. However, getting guests when you're just starting out can kind of be a bit of a challenge. And here's an email I just received. Frank, I need some advice for someone who is new in the podcast world. How do you market yourself for new interviews before you even have an audience or a big email list to offer in exchange? Now, I've already answered this question to this person on email, but I'm going to answer it on the podcast so you all can hear it because you may also have the same question. Don't mind the rain. Okay. First things first, your initial guest list, you want to build that from friends and connections and contacts that you have. If you've been in your industry for any length of time, chances are you've probably gotten to know some of the movers and shakers, right? So get them on board first. After you interview them, ask them if they'll make some introductions to some other experts that you're interested in interviewing but may not have a direct connection to. You can leverage people you have or are about to interview. People love to be associated with famous or even influential people. You know, like when people name drop, it makes them feel important. It makes them look important, right? So if some of your friends or their connections are well known, you can send an email to somebody that you want to interview, like as a guest, listing the quote-unquote famous people who've been on your podcast. And if your podcast hasn't launched yet, you can still say that they've been interviewed for your podcast. Wow, this rain is coming down. Woo! Something else you could do is you could attend industry events. Some of you may know Shane Pittman. He's one of my clients. He's also one of my good friends. He landed a pretty big name guest because he met them at a conference. Anybody ever watch the show Walking Dead? Yeah, he got to interview Lou Temple on his podcast. A friend of mine told me once that he was able to get Kevin Smith to come onto his podcast because he met him at an event. And Kevin Smith told him that he almost always agrees to podcast interviews when they're made in person. Oh, and please, by the way, don't now start stalking Kevin Smith, okay? Or if you do, don't mention this episode, okay? Thank you. A real good way if you're fishing out guests is find authors of upcoming books on Amazon. Authors with books coming out want to get that in front of as many people as possible, so even a small podcast can help. So if you want to find authors of upcoming books, do a search on Amazon on a topic that you want to cover on your podcast. Like if you want to do workplace stress, let's say, right? Then change the search from relevance to publication date. You're going to have your pick there because you'll be able to find people who are interested in getting in front of a mic. Try this. Search
podcast directories like Stitcher or Apple Podcasts, which is formerly known as iTunes, the hosts of those shows, as well as their guests, they can make for great interviews. Podcast hosts already have high-quality equipment, so you don't need to worry about poor audio. Podcasters also like getting on other shows because they know they're getting in front of an audience that already listens and subscribes to podcasts. They're already part of the culture. The guests on these shows are also great opportunities because they have something of value to share and they're familiar with the podcast format. You also get to hear what they sound like and if they're even somebody you want on your show. Not to mention, you can also use this research to get guest spots on some of these podcasts. There have been many times when I've reached out to a podcaster about coming on my show only to receive a reciprocal invite. This will really help grow your audience down the road. Now do this. Try and make a connection or get noticed by them online. Read their blog, you know, go to their YouTube, watch their videos, leave intelligent, valuable comments. Reply to their posts on social media. Don't just like it, but comment so that they see your name and they start getting acquainted with you. Answer questions that they might be posing. See, here's the goal here. It's to get noticed and seem familiar so that when you make a request, it's not coming from like a complete stranger. Just, you know, don't be creepy about it, okay? Be professional. You could also use a podcast guest service. A podcast guest service is like a matchmaking service where they connect podcasters with potential guests. Personally, I haven't used any of these services, but occasionally I get emails telling me how great they are. And, you know, if you just Google podcast guest service, it'll bring up a few and you can check them out. Whenever possible, I try and see if a potential guest and I have any common connections. On the Who's Your Daddy Godcast, we had former Philadelphia Eagle Gary Cobb on the show. And our common connection was that not only were we both born-again Christians, but also we were very much interested in politics and government. He was running for a seat in the New Jersey Congress, and I'm pretty involved in some politics in New Jersey in the town where I live in. So we got to talk about the Word of God, we got to talk about politics, and that connection happened from a good friend, Pastor Darrell Farrar, from the Meeting House Church in Voorhees, New Jersey. Now, if you don't have a common connection with them, try and find their email or use a website contact form to connect with them. Now, you can say something like, Bill, I just finished reading your blog post on 5 mistakes small businesses make. I thought it was great, especially the section on getting reviews from customers. Now, instead of a blog post, you can mention a podcast interview or a book or a YouTube video or something else that you either saw them on or heard them on. It just shows that you're paying attention. And listen, here's a tip. Make sure they know you actually listened or read or watched the video by referencing something that you couldn't have known otherwise. And if you do have some shows under your belt, share your URL. All right, so then you continue and you say, I have a podcast where I interview marketing experts on how small businesses can reach more of their ideal customers through search or social media and mobile marketing. You know, a lot of our audience has no idea about local search and they could really benefit from your expertise. You know, specify who your audience is. Hopefully it matches up with theirs. And then you just kind of like end it out with something like, you know, we've had a number of experts on in the past and followed up with, besides our built-in podcast subscriber base, we'll promote your interview to our email list, our social channels, some targeted Facebook ads. We'll also make some cool graphics that are going to be easy to share through social media. And finally, we'll link back to your website or any other online resource you want us to drive traffic to. Then let them know how long it's going to last. Maybe the interview will last maybe about 20, 25 minutes. We could do it via Skype. And, you know, you like throw a little joke in there like, you know, it's audio only, so you don't have to be having a good hair day. If you're interested, let me know. We'll set it up on the calendar. And, you know, if you'd like to check out our podcast and some of the guests we've ever had, please visit www.whateveryourwebsiteis.com. So just, you know, reduce the risk of anything they may be worried about, like, you know, oh, it's less than 30 minutes of their time and they didn't have to have a good hair day, and it just set them at ease. If you do have some podcast episodes under your belt, share that URL. If you don't have anything yet, then just skip that part, obviously. But here's what I want you to remember. Getting your first few guests for your podcast, it can seem a little daunting. But if you put the focus on what they get out of the interview, links, visibility, web traffic, whatever, you can greatly increase your chances of landing those guests. Finally, remember this. Podcastia, remember this. Your guests, they don't owe you anything. It's not their job to promote the episode for you, even though it's a nice gesture. Instead of asking them for the share, why not send them a link once it's over so they can check it out? If they're interested, they will be happy to share it with their audience. All right, Podcastia, here's some homework. If you use this episode and you scored a great host, let me know about it. NewPodCity.com. Click on contact. I want to hear from you. Love you. Talk to you tomorrow. Sasso out. New Pod City. Man, there's a new breed of podcaster.
Visit us today at newpodcity.com or call 609-222-2691 for more information. New Pod City. There's a new breed of podcaster.